Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the USA Audio Network. Yeah, the show is raw, and it is unfiltered, last I checked. My name is Lee Elsie. Write that down on your refrigerator in big block crayons. And remember that, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That is how you can reach me. Love to go back and forth with the emails. Wayne has tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night off. The rumor is he's in Mar-a-Lago as we speak, as he's going to be part, I'm sure, of a wild celebration. Christopher is down in Dallas, Texas. Without him, man, I tell you, the USA Radio Network would be like the Titanic hitting an iceberg, man, right in the drink, whatever it is. However deep that is down there, that's where they don't go down there. And Christopher, you know, he's rocking in the ship, man. He's making it happen. But without him, we got nothing but static. And again, I always love filling in, and in particular, love filling in when we get two or three days together, because I can try to deliver at least some semblance of what I get a chance to deliver on my morning show here in Connecticut. We do have some great guests coming up today. I'm going to talk to Jameel Jaffers, who you see all the time on CNN, which might not make a lot of people happy, but we'll get his opinion on some of the things going on. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is in fact Super Duper Tuesday. So after tonight, it will be over. I mean, it's over already, but after tonight, you know, with the results coming in from Virginia all the way down to Texas and everywhere in between, we'll get a complete closure of Nikki Haley, which I'll talk a little bit about her in just a bit. But today is a big day. And that's, you know, if we do get any of the results while we're on the air, but I don't think we will because, well, it might be close. But if we do get any of the results while we're on the air and any projections, we'll make sure we'll share that with you. But I expect a clean sweep from Donald Trump, and away we go towards November with the Trumpster in the big saddle, riding the big white horse to try to save America, which is why I think Wayne is down there in Mar-a-Lago tonight, which would be I'm sure that's got to be the place to be in Mar-a-Lago. That's right. Absolutely. Down there, man, just, you know, just rubbing elbows with the mighty and the powerful and the people who are searching, in all seriousness, people who are searching for freedom. And that's sort of where I want to begin tonight. You know, I want to say this. I like to have a lot of fun when I'm on the air, but obviously, there are times when we get very, very serious about certain stuff. And last night, I had the distinct honor and pleasure of, I was invited to this Republican assembly event in Connecticut. What am I talking about? Well, basically, it was people who are dissatisfied with the direction of the Republican Party. They call themselves the Republican wing of the Republican Party. And they have the whole list of like 13 or 14 criteria, if you will, 13 or 14 sort of planks on their platform, what they believe. Things like unalienable rights and self-government, Judeo-Christian foundation, free enterprise, family, sanctity of life, national sovereignty, to name a few. And I went there. I was invited to go there. I didn't sign up because there's different reasons, because you have to hit a certain level of criteria to get a chance to actually join, and you know, I didn't have $20 on me. But the bottom line was that, in all seriousness, it was a group of people who are thirsty for the actual true ideals of real American freedom, something that we're lacking. We lack it. We don't have it right now. We have the idea of freedom, we have the pretend freedom that the elites seemingly give us, but we really don't have founding fathers type of freedom, absolute free speech. We don't have that absolute right to a Second Amendment. We don't have it. We have some semblances of those, shadows of the old freedoms that we used to have. And these people got together because they were sick of it. They were sick of it. They were sick of bad candidates, sick of rhino-ish type of candidates. Now, I don't think there's anything. The word rhino has a bad stigma to it. I don't think it's bad to work on certain areas, right? You can be somebody who can meet people in the middle on certain different topics, right? Certain, I guess, arguable ideals. But for the most part, when you're talking about the basic basis of the Constitution of the United States, there's really no wiggle room. So, yes, you can be someone who, you know, you want to use the word rhino. That's fine. Some people think it's a dirty word. But if you want to use that word to try to get things done on a more, let's say, give and take type of a level on some issues that aren't necessarily backbreaking, I don't have a problem with that. Right? There are certain issues, in particular local politics. You can have all kinds of issues where people can meet in the middle. But when you're talking about the actual basis of freedoms, what it's really all about, free speech in particular, obviously Second Amendment, I already mentioned those two. You can't buckle on any of those. That's really what the country was built on, the idea of having those strong values, and in particular self-governance, and having a smaller type of a government, something that is driven by we the people from beginning to end. So again, back to the group of people. So, you've got husbands and wives and just hardworking blue-collar Americans who are sick and tired of being lied to by, the $3,000 suit politician. Even in my home state of Connecticut, it's riddled with this. And they got together, and I thought it was just an amazing show. I mean, it was only like 50-something of them. It started the month before. They had like 11. Now it's 50. Maybe next time they get together, it'll be 150, then 500, then 5,000. I mean, that's how movements work. But their main mission is to get conservative candidates elected. I think that's a pretty good thing. I think it's a really great idea. And these are, again, like hardworking folks who don't really have any juice. They have skin in the game. We all have skin in the game, but they don't have any sweeping levels of power that they're trying to influence. They just want to use maybe sheer numbers to move the needle a little bit. And I like that. I thought that was great. And it was sort of a reminder to me about, what it must have been like, because the meeting was chaotic. Nobody knew what they were doing. It was like the second time they'd ever gotten together. There were no Roberts rules, points of order. People weren't following anything. People were yelling and screaming. But it reminded me of what it must have been like in 1775 when everybody got together and started yelling and screaming at each other. But again, I always say we're so lucky because all those years ago, this amazing thing happened with all these people in the same place at the same time with the same ideas, for the most part, together with their infinite brilliant wisdom, and were able to really carve out this incredible document, Constitution, and then eventually carve out this nation, which has lasted for 240 some odd years and has been that beacon of light that people look to. It's definitely, just definitely wavering. And we're definitely in trouble. I mean, we have an economy that they want to try to give you the idea that it's going swimmingly. But guys, I mean, I don't know what to tell you about the stock market today. Stock market went down, I think, 400 plus points today. But the Walton family sold 4.5 billion shares of Walmart stock, and Bezos sold 8.5 billion today. A couple other heavy hitters sold 150 million to JP Morgan. I think Zuckerberg sold $400 million worth of stuff. I mean, it was only a matter, I'm not saying the crash is here, but it's only a matter of time before this bubble has to burst. I mean, historically, that's just the way it works. Historically, it blows up and comes back down. It sort of regathers, and then it goes on, and hopefully it marches on its merry way again. But, man, if you're in it deep, I'm nervous. right now? You got this great sell-off. Do they know something that you don't know? I don't know. I don't have a lot in the stock market because I don't have a lot. But if I did, I'd be a little nervous right now. I would be a little bit nervous about that. By the way, a couple things, a couple polls to talk about. We got a lot to get to today, so it'll be good. I'll be doing the Lindell Show as well. We'll talk to a couple folks from the Heritage Foundation during that hour. That's the second hour of the broadcast. But 97% of 2020 Trump voters ready to vote for him again in 2024, while Biden loses almost 20% of his voters. I have to admit, a year ago, I didn't think he was going to get to the finish line. I mean, I didn't think finish line's the wrong way phrase. I didn't think, I thought it was going to be difficult for Trump to win. But right now, on the fifth day of March, on this Tuesday, this Super Tuesday, I don't see how anybody could vote for Joe Biden. And I know he's the current candidate. I know Wayne talks about this all the time. I don't think he's going to be the candidate in November either. I think there's going to be this this rabbit pulled out of a hat at the convention, and it just makes sense. I've been saying Michelle Obama for over a year. You know, she does protest too much to me. You know, I don't want to do it. I don't like Washington. No, I don't buy it. And I don't think Biden can win, and they know that now. And Trump's become this steamroller, man. He's a runaway freight train for sure. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting the call of 30 in my ear. We'll come back in just a bit. We'll talk maybe a little Nikki Haley. Like I said, we do have a couple guests coming up. Don't go anywhere. That's what I was going to say. Don't go anywhere. Keep listening to the USA Audio Network.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. This is Wayne Allyn Root. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we could do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at pc247health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I'd do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to pc247health.com. pc247health.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, please help me. What can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. Nocovidium, fantastic. This, three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. Disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsian. Wayne's got the next couple of days off, including tonight, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yours truly, Lee Elsie, filling in for those big shoes, and we'll try to deliver the best damn radio product that we possibly can. And yes, Christopher is still down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, and we will be on Lindell TV at the top of the hour. Looking forward to that. You know, I was perusing through some audio clips, as I do almost every single day, and I ran into one I thought was rather interesting. Allow me to share it with you, with our pal Gavin Newsom praising Nikki Haley, sitting in with the one and only Jake Tapper on that mega power known as CNN.
Do you think that Haley or Trump would be easier to beat for him?
Well, first of all, I think she's one of our better surrogates. So what? I hope she stays in. I hope she does well tomorrow.
All the nasty stuff well she says enough. About Trump.
She's spot on 99% of it. So I'm enjoying this primary, and I hope it continues. But look, Trump's the nominee. We all know that. You know that. Everybody out there knows that. And I think the polls are suggestive. She's going to get well up tomorrow. And then she'll make a case, I guess, just to continue in this. But again, I have no problem for as long as she wishes, because I think she's making a good case against Trump.
Head-to-head polls suggest that she would clean Biden's clock. Yeah. And it's a tougher race.
Trump's the nominee. Everybody knows Trump's the nominee. With respect, there's no evidence to suggest, there's no polling to suggest, there's nothing to suggest, momentum or otherwise, that she can win any state in the Republican primary coming up. So it's just not. Donald Trump is the nominee. No, and I don't mean that to be dismissive. I have respect for the former governor a lot more than the former president, Donald Trump. But as I said, I wish her luck in the context of being out there and making the case that we're making against Donald Trump equally.
But the most important sentence that the governor of California says, that Nikki Haley is their best surrogate, working, if you will, for and with the Democrat Party to topple Donald J. Trump. So, interesting piece of audio that I thought was something you should hear. I don't know if you'd heard that, but I figured I'd play that for you. Sort of maybe a Freudian slip of sorts, and then he caught himself. He's so slick. You know, it's funny. If California wasn't such a dumpster fire, and if he hadn't run that state straight into the crapper, he would be dangerous. And he is still dangerous, got the good looks, dresses fancy, looks sharp as a tack, and he's well-spoken, very articulate, all of it. But, man, he has just absolutely dismantled California from every single metric you can measure. Whatever it is, whether it's cost of living, value, taxes, whatever it is, however you want to measure success in a state, California is bottoming out, and he's in charge. So he's responsible. But Gavin Newsom looks like a politician. He looks like what somebody might think a president would look like. He's got all, as we would like to say, bells and whistles of being in that position. The problem is, he's a terrible leader and an even worse state administrator. So there you have it. All right, so that's where we go as far as Gavin Newsom and Nikki Haley. Are they tied at the hip? Are they buddies? Are they pals? Is Nikki Haley in the pocket of Democrats? Should I tell you who really thinks? And so without question is Vivek Ramaswamy, who has been hammering Nikki Haley from the beginning of this entire political campaign charade that she's on. All right, we've got to take a short break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Don't move. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jameel Jaffers. You're going to like this. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Meta has apologized for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. A spokesman confirmed that a technical glitch was responsible. Michigan officials report that an explosion at a business fueled by butane canisters and over 100,000 vape pens resulted in one fatality. The blast occurred Monday night at Select Distributors in Clinton Township, north of Detroit. A 19-year-old man was struck in the head by metal debris about a quarter mile from the scene and later died from his injuries. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects that this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're looking to get the best ED pill of all time. Listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same, but it turns out there are two kinds, the cheap, lower-level, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order. ScoreBlue.com.
Welcome back. This is great. Got a chance to chat with this next gentleman when I filled in for Mike Gallagher on the national show a few months ago. And he's always spectacular. You hear him and see him every once in a while on CNN. He pops up. His name is Jamil Jaffer, and he is the founder and executive director of the National Security Institute. And we really appreciate him carving out some time for us today. And I wanted to throw a couple things at you. You're sort of on cutting edge on a lot of this stuff, and I wanted to start with immigration. I don't know how frustrated you are. I've been screaming about this for the better part of 3 years, the flood coming across the southern border, and now this 180 flip from the Democrats as far as they want to get something done. I just wanted to get your 30,000-foot view take of that.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously the border's a huge issue. Our problems at the border are massive. We've got this group of immigrants coming up from Central and South America. They're coming to this country seeking asylum or claiming to seek asylum. They're not being held back at the border. They're being led into this country. And it's a real problem. I mean, we cannot survive with the flow of fentanyl and the flow of migrants across the border. Look, we're a country built on immigration. It's important that we have good legal immigration, but we also can't allow illegal immigration to overwhelm the country. And so to ensure that we protect against that, we've got to have border security, which means we've got to prevent these. There are terrorists that are coming across the border, special interest aliens as well. And so it's important that we secure that border. And then we figure out what's the right immigration policy. How many legal immigrants do we want to have? How many do we need to make our agriculture economy work, to make the rest of our economy work, and then get that right? And the truth is, we're not quite there yet. So we've got to figure out that right flow of immigration. But the first step is stopping the current flow at the border.
So, you know, there are some estimated counts that we could be over 10 million since 2020. Would you say that's accurate or too high, too low? Where are you on that?
You know, the numbers have been so all over the map. It's hard to get a real good sense of what the exact right number is. But what I will say this is, there's no question that the flow of illegal immigration in this country is much too high and it's not sustainable. And so we've got to stem that flow. And look, this has become a national security issue because it's not just migrants. It's also terrorists and criminals coming across that border. And the flow of fentanyl across that border is literally killing tens of thousands of Americans.
Right.
That's a huge problem. That's all coming from China.
So does the president actually have the authority? I know he rescinded a lot of Trump's orders. Basically, first day, he sort of rewrote some of those and did his own executive orders. But does he have the power with his pen and his phone to stop this without any additional legislation?
Look, I think there's a lot the president could do that's not being done. We can go back to the Remain in Mexico policy. There's a lot more we could do. We can transfer some amount of funds. There's a limited authority the president has to do that, but he can transfer some amount of funds to border security. At the end of the day, he will need at least money from Congress. I don't necessarily know he needs authority, but he needs money from Congress to put more Border Patrol agents on that border and stop the flow. But there is a lot more that this White House could be doing that it undid from the prior administration that it could be doing to stem the flow.
Yeah, Trump won on this, I think, partially in 2016. But is this a real legit talking point for him in 2024?
Look, I think it is. I think the reality is that the Biden administration has not done an effective job stemming the flow at the border. And as a result, President Trump has gotten has already gotten a lot of mileage out of it. And what you'll see is you already saw just yesterday, both the president, the current president and the former president going to the border, making statements and calling on one another to do something about it. Right. Well, President Biden, though, has the authority to actually do something, which he's not doing. And that at the end of the day is going to be what I think President Trump, former President Trump, is going to hang around his neck over the next few weeks and months as we head towards the presidential election in November. Assuming, by the way, that both these, you know, 80, 70-year-old, late 70s-year-old men are, in fact, our candidates going forward in November, as it looks like it's going
to
be.
Well, let's get to that, because I think that's important. I think more people think that Biden, his health will make him stumble. On the other side of the coin, people are saying, well, I mean, how many indictments and convictions can Trump withstand and still be president? So let's start with Biden. I feel like I watch him and it's a real rapid decline. You really think he's going to get there? And if not, is it Michelle Obama waiting in the wings?
I mean, look, it is painful to watch the president. You know, look, I mean, look, I'm an American. I want our president to be successful. I want him to be out there representing the world, representing America to the world and be strong, right? And it's just a challenge because Joe Biden is just, he's clearly in failing health. His own administration can see that. They saw that when they put him out there to talk about the special counsel's report, and he was just struggling. You know, this has been going on for a while. And I think the American voters are seeing that. I think the American public is seeing that. I think that is really helping Donald Trump, because even though Donald Trump is only about 3 years younger than Joe Biden, he clearly has a lot more vim and vigor when he's out there speaking, you know, for good and bad.
I'm not a fan of Biden, but when I watch him, I'm cringeworthy, because I don't want him to fall apart and fall to pieces, because that's not good for anybody. And I'm actually a little bit nervous about the State of the Union coming up. I can't imagine he can talk for an hour.
I'm with you. I mean, you know, it's in the evening. I mean, this is going to be a real challenge. We'll see how he does.
Right.
But, you know, look, and to your question about Michelle Obama, I do think there's something going on here. You know, I think a lot of conservatives have been saying this. You've seen a lot of reports in various newspapers about this. But you just look at it. I mean, you've got David Axelrod, one of the chief strategists for Barack Obama, out there talking about how why is Joe Biden running for president? This is weeks ago. Then all of a sudden, Michelle Obama's on TV with her hair all done up, looking good, saying I'm worried about the state of the country. And now, just this past week, you've got four former White House staffers from the Obama administration saying, you know, Joe Biden doesn't look like he's ready for prime time. That feels like a shiv in the back. And look, these super delegates from the Democratic Convention, unlike the Republican Party, can actually make it happen at the convention. So, you know, you might be seeing a real effort by the Democratic Party base to take Joe Biden out. And the crazy thing is, they've got Kamala Harris, but they don't like her any more than we like her, maybe even less. And so they're trying to put somebody else up. And, you know, for them, their view is if it's going to be not going to be Michelle, it's not going to be Kamala Harris, it's got to be somebody like a Michelle Obama or an Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah Winfrey ain't running for president.
So it can't be Gavin Newsom, because you can't usurp Kamala, right? You couldn't do that.
Right. And that guy has run California to the ground. I mean, I don't understand how anybody's even talking about Gavin Newsom as a potential presidential candidate. Literally, my home state of California is in the tank because of his leadership. There is no chance that guy can be a serious contender for president, even though he's a very good-looking man, and I think that's what he's got going for him, to be honest with you.
That's about it. Let me ask you about the Trump side of it, though. All of these legal charges are beginning to mount. I mean, I think there are some big things that are going to be happening in May for sure. Does he make it to the finish line with all of this?
I mean, look, I'll be candid with you. I think Donald Trump is going to face a lot of serious issues in these cases, right? Particularly the classified documents case is going to be a real challenge for him, because it's going to be hard for him to mount a successful defense there. Now, that being said, I will say that I think Donald Trump being convicted, you know, being on trial for one, but being convicted of a crime, I think it actually benefits him with his voting base. And I think it actually, you know, ends up working in his favor. So I think he's perfectly happy to go forward and see how this thing plays out. I think he's actually gaining votes because of all what's going on. And so I don't think this is a net negative for him. It may be a net negative for the nation,
right,
having a president who might be indicted, might be convicted, might even be in jail on the day he's elected, and it'll only cause chaos if and when that happens. But look, at the end of the day, I think this actually is benefiting Donald Trump rather than hurting him. But, you know, again, you got to ask yourself, you know, as a party, right, for conservatives, or even as a nation, do we want a man who brings that much chaos into play? I mean, we've got an 80-year-old failing health president, another man who obviously has got a lot of challenges and brings chaos to the White House. Some people like talk about wanting chaos, but is that really what we want as a nation? Is that going to make us successful? That's what I find hard to understand.
Legally, can he serve if he is behind bars? What, they open the doors when he becomes president and he walks out? How does that work?
You know, it's unprecedented. Never happened before, so we don't know. You know, back in the day, Eugene Debs, a socialist, ran for the presidency from a jail cell and said that he would take office. He was elected. He didn't even get close to anywhere near the number of votes he needed to get elected. But he did run from jail, and, you know, so we'll see what happens. Again, I don't I don't think that's a likely scenario, but if it does come to pass, you know, I mean, you got to wonder to yourself, is this the best we can do as a nation?
Right.
You know, even if you are, even if you believe he's in jail on trumped up charges on things that should never have been brought, whatever, is this the best we can do as a country? An 80-year-old man with failing health and a man who might be behind bars on the day he's elected. It just seems crazy to me. Let me just say this. Can you imagine how much different we might feel about the world, about the healthy United States, if in fact you had a Michelle Obama versus Nikki Haley race versus a Joe Biden versus Donald Trump race? It just feels a lot different for our country,
right,
and for the world.
Do you believe the entirety of the judicial system was weaponized against Trump?
Look, I think some of these cases are hard to explain how they've been brought, but that being said, the classified documents case doesn't seem like a hard case, frankly. Seems like an obvious thing. You just can't take a whole stack of top secret compartment information out of the White House, bring it down and say, well, I declassified it in my head. I mean, come on. And nobody's buying that story. And so that's the biggest problem for him. The rest of it, you know, some of these other cases, look, the January 6th case, regardless of what you think about what happened on January 6th, if they're going to charge him with insurrection, they shouldn't just charge him with insurrection. This whole conspiracy, the whatever, it's really complicated. It's making their lives hard, making his life hard. It doesn't make a lot of sense. If they thought they had the good, they should have brought that case.
The founder and executive director of the National Security Institute is our good friend Jamil Jaffer, who's joining us, and we appreciate him carving out time. Very, very busy. Jamil, I do got to take a short time out, so if you can hang in there just a second, we'll come right back. Jamil Jaffers is with us here on the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Alaroot sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, welcome back. We are talking with Jameel Jaffers. You hear him and see him just about everywhere, including CNN, and we're talking about all kinds of different issues, and I want to switch gears, talk Ukraine, talk Russia, a lot of different information. What's the latest, Ukraine and Russia?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that Russia has made some gains at the same, by the same token. The Ukrainians have made minor gains as well. And so what you've got is a frozen conflict, right? Nobody's making massive gains one way or the other. There is a question whether the Ukrainians can sustain this fight without significant U.S. support. That obviously is held up in Congress over the debates between Ukraine aid, Israel aid, and this question about the border security. And so the fight is still going on. But I do worry that if they don't get our weapons and they don't get resupplied, they are going to start losing a lot more, a lot faster. Russia will gain that territory, and then we'll be in a world of hurt because Russia's not going to stop at the Ukrainian border. We've already heard Poland say that they're ready to fight. They're already doing more than their part in NATO. They're doing 4% of their budget versus the 2% required, right? They're willing to go to 8% if they need to fight Russia, but they are not going to be able to do it on their own. And, can you imagine a world in which Russia actually succeeds at taking Ukraine and then starts to go further? That is not a world we want to live in. We've got to win this fight. Ukraine's got to win this fight, and we got to give them everything it takes to win that fight. The problem is the Biden administration for 2 years has been leaking in weapons slowly, so we're just spending a ton of money and not really winning the war. We need a strategy to win this war. We should not give it up. We should put the money in, but if we need to double down, let the Ukrainians win.
So you honestly believe that Ukraine is step one in a process across Europe?
I have no doubt in my mind. Look, they didn't stop at Crimea when Barack Obama let them take Crimea back in 2014. Everyone's like, well, that's gone. It is what it is. And then they went in and tried to take Kyiv, right? And we were able to push them back with our weaponry and their brave fighting. And now we're at a question whether they're going to be able to sustain that. And the reality is that turns on U.S. dollars. It turns on U.S. weapons. By the way, I want to note this, Lee, which is to say, you know, everyone thinks this money is being spent in Ukraine. It is not. The vast majority of our America's money that's going to this fight is being spent here in the United States to buy American weapons, they buy American workers, and then ship them overseas to the Ukrainians. So to be sure, they're getting the benefit of that money, but it's being spent on American jobs and American defense units here in the United States.
Putin threw out a threat of nuclear war the other day. Any thoughts on that?
Look, Vladimir Putin has been waving around the nuclear threat since the beginning of this conflict, and it's partly what's got the Biden administration on the run. They're very afraid that he might be tempted to do it, and we should all be worried about that, right? This is a country with a tremendous number of nuclear weapons. But there's a reason why they've never used them. It's because we have a tremendous amount of nuclear weapons, and they don't want to start that fight. It doesn't end well for anybody. It may even end civilization as we know it. He's not going to go down that road unless he sees it as an existential threat. We don't need to go down that road and make it existential for him. All we need to do is push him out of Ukraine, where he is, and push him back to his border. If we're able to do that and enable the Ukrainians to do that without us putting troops on the ground, we should do that. The reality is we just have not put the weaponry in the fight. We've barely got M1 Abrams tanks in the fight, barely got F-16s in the fight. We need to triple down on that. That will cost money, to be sure, but that is money better spent than the Russians succeeding at this war and ultimately costing us. Look, we've seen this story before. World War One, we were hesitant to get in. World War Two, we were hesitant to get in. And each time that happened, it cost us more troops, more money, more American blood and treasure instead of doing it ahead of time and getting the Allies to fight the fight and putting our money and weaponry behind them.
Russia-Ukraine is not the only war. We've got a war happening on fronts in Gaza. I'm of the mindset that need to annihilate and get rid of Hamas. Where are you in the Gaza-Israel conflict?
Look, there is not going to be a ceasefire until Hamas is destroyed. And that's perfectly legitimate for the Israelis to expect that after they suffered the equivalent of a dozen 9/11 attacks on a population-adjusted basis on that day in October 7th. So they're well within their rights to take out Hamas. They're not going to stop fighting. There will not be a ceasefire. So anybody in America who thinks that's going to happen is living a mythical dream. The reality is that the only way this thing gets won is for the hostages to be traded back and ultimately a deal to be done where Hamas gives up its control over Gaza. That's the only thing Israelis will accept, and that's completely reasonable given what happened to them on October 7th. The U.S. should start talking about that. The Biden administration should start talking about that instead of talking about a ceasefire. That's chimeric.
What's Gaza look like when this is all done in your mind?
Look, I mean, Gaza has long been a very difficult situation. You got 2 million packed in a very tight space, right? They're economically disenfranchised. They're having real challenges, right? Israel's got to realize that a Gaza that's not productive is not going to be successful sitting on its border, no matter how deep a zone you create, a clear zone between Israel's border and Gaza, until you can figure out a way to get the West Bank and Gaza working together effectively. Get them actually creating economic success, they're not going to succeed. That's going to require the Arab states to do their part. It's going to require Israel to create that separation and ultimately figure out how to get Gaza into the right place. It's just leaving in the hands of Hamas for the last 10 years, 15 years, has not been a successful strategy. We got to figure something better out.
Jamil Jaffer, founder and executive director of the National Security Institute, and we love when we get a chance to sit down and chat with him a bit. I got one more topic. What is China waiting on to move on Taiwan?
Look, I think the lesson that China has taken away from the Russian war in Ukraine is if you're going to go in full force, end the conflict before anybody has a chance to get their core weapons into the fight. Or bring their own weapon or bring their own troops to bear. So, look, the U.S. has a lot of assets in the region, but not nearly enough in Taiwan, in the China region, in the South China Sea, in that area. We've got enough there to start a fight, but not win a fight. And China knows that. And so if they go in and end that battle for Taiwan in a week or two, knowing they'll have to fight a resistance in the mountains, right, but end the primary battle, they know the U.S. won't show up because we just can't get there in time.
Jamil, I got to jump in. We're out of time. I thank you very much. I know you're slam busy. You can see Jamil Jaffers just about everywhere. Short break. We'll come back. We're on Lindell TV next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.